from different places, we all have different names. No matter what life brings us, Jesus is the same. We're just your Methodist to the madness. Methodist to the madness.
Hi,
I'm Beth.
I'm Tim.
I'm Jessica. And we're just your everyday Methodist
to the madness.
Hooray, today is the podcast recording day.
How's it going? What's up? Let's just start the podcast with a story about, I already forgot what I said. The world with improv.
Yeah, I think starting the podcast mid-sentence is totally permissible, you know? It's just it's kind of like a shooting star or something. Well, wait, I don't know how that has anything to do with it, but
I don't know.
Yes.
Actually, are we starting?
We have already started and it is happening and we are here. And global warming is as ever present as it'll ever be.
Yep. Yep. And Beth's webcam, it looks like the sun is in her webcam right now.
That's how close. The sun is to Earth at this moment. Is it's literally inside of Beth's home
because
just walls don't mean anything anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm taking this call to cure with improv.
Wow, that is amazing.
Like, just let it affect my house. Let everyone else's houses be fine. So this is my last day on Earth and my last podcast. So
what?
She's gonna melt.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna melt. Yeah, I am gonna melt. Like ice cream.
Yeah.
No, well, but
I'm
yeah,
excited like to hear about how your guys' week has been. So Tim, you want to start us off with how this past week was? Maybe mm-hmm. you did some interesting things.
Yeah, I did actually. So I guess the first is I'll start with my little insight. Not a lot of insight here, but other insight will come that has to do with what I'm going to say next. That made absolutely no sense. So I will just proceed. So the one thing that I was thinking is I think I need to try to seize the moment more. So like, especially having like ADHD and stuff like that, it's really important to do that. Cause I noticed that I have like these increments of time, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes in between like bigger tasks. So if I fill that time with like really important stuff, then I'll basically be doing something important at every moment. You know, seize the day, seize the moment. What I think seize the day is like carpe diem or something like that. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's Robin Williams.
Why would we be doing something important at every moment, Tim? Why?
Yeah, actually, good question. It's all depending on how you signify it, right? Like laying on the couch or laying in bed is actually really important. Watching TV is really important. So ultimately has to do with what we deem to be important. If we don't deem something to be important, forget it. Don't do it. Just don't even bother.
Then don't carpe. If you're not going to deem DM, then don't carpe it. You know?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know why, but the word or the phrase carpe diem makes me think of like carpet. And then I'm trying to think of like a second word for that, you know, like carpet. Can either of you think of a good word after carpet? Nope. Dang. Okay, well, that was a missed opportunity. I apologize, folks.
That's when we direct message carpet.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
Yes.
The carpet DM.
And do you slide into their DMs or do you cut a rug into the DM?
I think you cut everyone. For decades. There's actually a song by Noah Reed who played Patrick in Schitt's Creek.
Uh-huh.
He's also a singer-songwriter. And there is one song where he says, You know, you can really cut a rug. And that's one of my favorite songs because he's a young guy and still using phrases like cut a rug. Sorry, Tim.
That's pretty cool. No, I'm glad you told me that. Very nice.
You're a young person using the phrase cut a rug.
Yes, yeah, there's a lot of phrases I don't know. So I'm glad to be informed of this.
Yeah.
So moving into the more eventful territory of my update. So the first thing is I did not get to go to the prayer vigil in person, but I did do it online. And Pastor Jim graciously provided me the resources for that. And I thought that was really nice. And so I had like basically a really transformational experience with the prayer vigil. And I basically, admittedly, I didn't do like the full like hour long like prayer time, but I kind of expanded it into like the entire day, mm-hmm. more or less, whenever I had some time to like pray and like do some of the exercises. Some of the exercises for everybody's awareness and happiness is there's like one of the exercises was so therapeutic for me of basically meditation on the verse from, I think, Matthew, or, well, I think it was one of the Gospels for sure, but it might have been Matthew, where Jesus talks about how to give all of our burdens to him, basically. And that's a powerful verse in its own right. But I just felt like that was such an important moment for me, actually giving all of my burdens to Jesus. I felt like that was such a cathartic and therapeutic like experience, and just uplifted me so much. And so then it was kind of like made into an even better experience for me, the prayer vigil, because I went to the Bible study with Jessica and Amber. It was the young adult group that they're hosting on Sundays every other week. And we had a really like amazing like study. We talked about all these great things. And there's this book that Pastor Jim recommended. It's called Invitation to the New Testament by David De Silva and Emerson Powery. And that's a really good study book in general. It's really in line with like everything that Pastor Jim talks about in relation to the New Testament and United Methodist Church in general. And just really like the intention of the book is to kind of like bring Jesus' message to be transformational rather than just information. So I definitely felt like we were kind of having that experience in the study group, and particularly talking about prayer, though. I felt like after our discussions with everybody in the group, and I'm so happy that all of us got together and got to discuss all of it. And it was just so nice being with everyone. But I felt like everybody in the group had something insightful to say about prayer after we started like talking about the prayer vigil and everything. And it got me thinking that there's like two major things that I want to be thinking about in regards to prayer. Like the first is I want to be less formal about it. So like the whole idea of like God already knows what's on our hearts, so we don't have to go through the entire like, okay, God, check off all the list, make sure God hears everything that we say. It really should be the other way around. Be informal, like with God, and just like tell him all the things like through our day-to-day life. And even when we do like fold our hands and put our heads down, like just kind of be informal about that too. Like, for instance, what I did was this morning I felt like I needed to pray. So I prayed to God and I legitimately like ran out of things to say. But then I realized that that's part of prayer too, just being in the presence of God. So I just like sat there and didn't have any words for like probably at least 30 seconds. And that was really therapeutic for me. And so that kind of leads into the second point on prayer that I came to. And that's I'm just like going to rethink everything when it comes to prayer for myself. Like, I'm not going to just go by any conventional way about it, like thinking that I have to do it a certain way. Instead, I'm just going to think, how can I establish a better prayer relationship with God on a moment to moment and day on a day by day basis, to where I am consistently reaching out to God whenever I need to. And so far, that's just been an amazing experience. So I'm just so happy that, like Pastor Jim with his Psalm series and the prayer vigil, like he gave us all of that in the last few weeks here. So that's pretty much my update, except that I want to mention that Jessica and Amber's house is really awesome. They have these like really cute animals, like not only just like dogs and cats, but also chickens and hens and roosters. And I was lucky enough to feed some of the chickens. They had some dead worms in a box, and I was really shocked that they were dead worms, first of all, but then second of all, that the chickens were like pecking them out of my hand. It was so cool. So yeah, it was just such a wonderful time there at Jessica and Amber's house. It was so much fun and such a therapeutic experience as well. So for anybody that hasn't gone to a Bible study yet, you could join us at the Jessica and Amber's house, or form your own Bible study group. Talk to Pastor Jim, and he has some great recommendations for how you can go about doing that. So yeah.
Cool. I appreciate you saying that, Tim. It was fun watching you feed the chickens. That was pretty awesome. But it's cool because most people get kind of afraid of the birds and you know, chickens in general, but they're really cute. So anyway.
Yeah. I guess I was a little bit prepared because I've fed ducks by hand before with bird seed.
So
I'm used to the whole like pecking your skin, but not really like doing anything bad to your skin kind of experience. But it's kind of an intimate thing, you know, like you get the dead worms on your hand and the chickens just pecking them out of your hand. I mean, that's kind of like a special thing, you know. I don't know. I think everybody should experience it. Put dead worms on your hand and feed the chickens.
Absolutely. Beth, do you have something similar like that happen to you this past week?
Oh yeah, except I was feeding a live worm's chicken eggs. it was not therapeutic. It was actually kind of a mess.
Yeah.
I just started trying to shove the worms into the egg, and that just, you know, yolk everywhere.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just yolking. That didn't happen, you guys.
Hey, I can imagine like some video that you made, Beth, where you like legitimately did that. I would be your first viewer of that video, just so you know.
Okay. You'll be the first person I tell too.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Let's see. Everything seems busy. Yes, that's because it is. Did we do anything Friday? Who knows? That was a million years ago. No, I did. I went to book club at my friend's house.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
None of us read the book, but I like to think that our wine club has a book problem. So we did have wine. Yeah.
It's a wine club in the
Yeah. Our wine club has a book problem. The wine problem.
I can really see that, you know, that these books, they just immerse you so much that people, like, they stay up until 4 in the morning or something, you know? It's just, I have a book problem. You know what? Now I understand.
So, yeah, that was fun. You don't need to have read the book to have a good time at book club. Also, there's usually probably like 5 or 6 of us who get together, but this time it was only 3. But it was still fun.
That's good.
That was just like, since the number was smaller, that none of us read it. Even the person who picked the book didn't read it. Get off my back.
I'm notorious for doing that. I pick a book and then I don't read it.
I know. I do that all the time. But yeah, that was Friday. Saturday, we had messy church. That was a fun time. Tim, we missed seeing you there at Messy Church.
Oh, thank you.
Saturday at our new time. We're going to try it for a couple of months and see how it goes. But it was good. We had an Olympically good time. I don't know. I lost it.
It was an award-winning moment.
I give that Messy Church a gold medal. Yes. And then Saturday, or later Saturday, I thought that I signed up for the 2 o'clock slot for the prayer vigil, but apparently I signed up for the 1 o'clock slot.
Oh.
But I didn't know that until I drove Jonah home and then stayed here until it was time for me to leave again. And it was good. I really enjoyed it, but and I hope we do more of that, because I
yes.
think that's really just a different way to kind of immerse yourself in prayer, because I know people, especially us with the ADHD, we get sick of doing the same stuff over and over and over again, and I like to switch it up. So it's I like that we now have a whole bunch of different ways that we could pray. And I'm gonna look into that book,
Colors and Prayer in Colors, or Coloring in Prayer in Colors. Praying in Color.
Yeah. I thought that was so much fun. But
That was one of the stations I didn't do. What was that exactly?
It instructed you to start drawing and don't pay attention to what you draw, and then write somebody's name, and then just keep drawing and keep praying for them. And the
whole,
I was like, I'm doing this wrong. I'm writing and I'm doing it. I'm not doing this correctly. But then I was like, this is not a thing you can do wrong. So I still get in my own head about stuff. Thanks for the link, Jessica.
Yeah.
And then we've started trying to implement family time on Sunday evenings.
Wonderful.
Craig wanted to watch the newest Ghostbusters movie because it's on Netflix now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I steamrolled him and I said, let's watch the first Beetlejuice, because we have 4 tickets rolled over from the Cinemark Movie Club.
And I love the Movie Club so much.
I know, me too.
I'm always like, I should cancel this. And then I'm like, I have 4 tickets. I'm going to keep forgetting that I have this app and go to the movies for free. It's not free, but it feels like it because I already paid for it.
I know.
So next Sunday, we're going to go see Beetlejuice 2 because we have 4 movie ticket credits.
Yay.
I think that's all I have.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Jessica? Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, Beth, I thought you said excellent instead of excellent.
I might have.
For everybody's just enjoyment. So we texted before this and Beth had said 6 that we were going to meet. And she spelled out the word 6, not the number 6, but the word 6. And so for some reason I said, did you mean 6 eggs or 6 o'clock? and I think I said that because I was thinking about Jessica's chickens. And then you said, excellent. I had to say excellent.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, on to you, Jessica.
I feel like my week is almost a culmination, a little bit of what both of you have said, minus the drinking of the wine.
Grape juice?
Yeah.
Kidding.
But I think Amber and I have been in a season of, okay, so we're not going to do anything next weekend. And then the result ends up being false. I want to say last, oh my gosh, what did we do? I thought we did something on Friday.
I don't remember.
That's how I feel every weekend. What did I even do?
But then on Saturday, no, Friday, we tried to just like get our laundry stuff done. Most things that we do during the weekend, like on Saturday and Sunday, we tried getting done on Friday after working, you know, all day. So we were both just kind of like exhausted and dead tired. And then on Saturday, we got up early. We drove to Solvang to celebrate our fourth wedding anniversary, which was on Friday.
Wonderful.
And so they had their Danish days going on. And so there was a lot of people there and there was just a lot of activities available. We went to all of the Dutch bakeries and brought home some Dutch cookies for the young adult life group on Sunday. And then during the time that we were there, there's wineries and there's places like that for people to go to, which tends to be pretty popular up in Solvang because there's a lot of wineries and wine tasting. So I thought it would be a really good idea to have Amber do all the wine tasting for me. So I got my half calf latte and then we went to a wine tasting place at like 10 o'clock in the morning because that's the preferred time to start trying wine.
That's what I said.
And she was sampling, like, you know, the place was really awesome. I believe it was called Casa Cassava, I believe is what the name of the wine place was in Solvang. And really great service. They had her try all different kinds of wine. And so we got a few bottles and I'm going to hopefully drink them at some point. But one of the last ones that they brought, he also brought out this like dark chocolate. It was like a dark chocolate sea salt.
Ooh. And
that was my favorite part of the whole thing because that's the only thing I could have. We have been talking about it ever since. And we're like, that is only made up in Solvang. Like it's a homemade chocolate that is from somewhere up there. And they partnered with those people. And so we are like, oh my gosh, we need to find out where this chocolate's at. Cause it was like a really amazing balance of sea salt and chocolate, which anyways, I guess I'm getting old, but so then the parade was at 2:30 and after the parade, I was pretty much zapped. And so we ended up getting home at like 7:45, which is very late. Because we normally have to give one of our dogs medication and all that kind of stuff, put the animals up when the sun goes down. So we got home at that time. And then we got into our PJs. I set an alarm for 8:30. And so I literally passed out. I was asleep for about 35 minutes or something. And then my alarm went off at 8:30 because we thought it was a genius idea to sign up for the 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. prayer time.
Oh.
And so anyways, I literally was like half delusional. I got up. I didn't even drive. I was like, I can't drive right now.
Oh, yeah.
Went into the prayer room. I'm so grateful the lights were on. But, you know, it was really interesting because, you know, when we both walked in there, we didn't talk to each other. Like we just kind of each did our own separate things. And but we both when we were done and we were on our way home, we both talked about how we felt the same feeling when we went in there. The first thing I did was I sat, because I didn't follow an order. I was like, cool, there's 10 stations. I'm going to start at number 6. so I just walked over there and I was like reading people's poems and all that kind of stuff. And it was just, I felt this intense set of like emotions, just like, it's almost like I could feel people's prayers. And it was, not just like a sad emotion. It was just a lot of emotions.
Wow.
And so I ended up writing my own little Celtic version of prayer, you know, thing. And then I went over and I was like, ooh, colors. I'm going to draw. And 40 minutes later, I was like, wow, it's 9:50. I've been drawing for a little too long. And and Amber was like, you know, there's other stations. And I was like, ooh, you know, like I'm literally oblivious to what's happening because I'm half asleep. But but I really enjoyed the little altar that was there, laying down like your fears, your burdens, all of that. That was really special. And then I would say, like, after I wrote in the little journal thing and wrote on the door, which is what I was supposed to do at the first part. Whoops. I saw the chairs and I read what it was supposed to be. And as soon as I sat down in one of the chairs and I closed my eyes and like, you know, we were envisioning having like a conversation with Jesus. I got really emotional and it was just, I don't know. It's kind of like when you think about Jesus and our relationship with him, like the closest thing we have a lot of times physically is the Bible, is how we kind of feel, you know, but like, right. But to envision having Jesus like sitting across from you is like such a level that I've never considered. And it just, this overwhelming sense of just gratitude, of gratefulness and joy and all of these different things just was like, I don't know, it made me emotional. And you know, it was really, really beautiful. So
yeah,
that we can do this, you know, if not every year, like
I would like it quarterly or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if not every year, you know, maybe like every 6 months or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, something like that. Cause I'm sure it took a lot of planning for Pastor Jim to do this. And, yeah, and I don't know if he like stayed there for the entire thing to, like for security purposes. I don't know. But, yeah. Anyways, and then, at that point I was like, we're probably just going to watch the service on Sunday. Like we were like exhausted. So we watched the service on Sunday and then we had our young adult Bible study on Sunday and that was so wonderful. And I'm really excited. We just had a few young adults show up, but that was perfect. We sat around our dinner table and we got into the word and had some snacks, had some laughs, really good conversations. And it was a very fruitful experience in terms of like my faith. And so really looking forward to having this every other Sunday. So if you're interested, reach out. You're always welcome. Anybody. So
even me.
So that's it. Yeah, you can do that.
Great. We did it.
That's awesome, Jessica. Thanks for that. And you too, Beth. One thing that I just remembered, now that you gave your prayer vigil update, Jessica, is something else that I came to regarding insight about prayer is I'm going to start prayer journaling. And at first I'm like, you know, this is kind of like writing my own Psalms or something. And when we were in the Bible study there with the young adults, I was like, oh, well, this is like Tim's Psalms. and then Jessica was like, oh, you mean you can call it Tom's.
Yeah.
So I actually did write one like short like prayer in like my Psalms journal or prayer journal. It was really therapeutic, and I think I'm going to do that. And for anybody that is like really digitally inclined, like myself, there's this really good app called Red Notebook. I think it's more like typically used for just regular journaling, but I found out you could start more than one journal. So that's what made me decide to use that for my prayer journal. For anybody that wants to do digital journals, Red Notebook is really a nice thing.
Awesome. Thanks for the rec, Tim.
Thank you. The rec, yeah.
Yeah. A few other things that are coming up at the church that I'm really excited about. The main one is...
You had to pick one, it's this?
Yeah, what? If I had to pick one, it's this.
Oh.
It is... Trunk or Treat, which is on October 27th, that Sunday, from 3 to 5 p.m. It is not confirmed if we will be having a fall boutique.
We will not be having a fall boutique.
We will not be having a fall boutique.
It has been confirmed we are not having it.
It has been confirmed. It is in writing. It is etched in stone. But if you're interested in being part of Trunk or Treat, I'm confident there will be instructions soon to come, though it is 1 month away. So you've got time to think about what your theme is going to be, what you want to do. Maybe you have to purchase a new vehicle for this. Everyone tends to do that. Yeah. It's very common.
Yep.
People just buy new vehicles.
Indeed. 2024.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how many cars Tim has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm overloaded. You know, it's just.
Yeah. Most people don't know this, but Tim sits and sleeps on a bed of money. So
what? A bed of lies.
I thought you were going to say a bed of cars.
But I'm really excited about that. I love Trunk or Treat. It's a fun time to just kind of see people's decorations, but you get free candy. It's the best.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a neighborhood, but it's cars instead of houses.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Very exciting. It's a wonderful church experience. With all churchgoers, and you get candy too, and you could still do trick or treating, but it's with cars instead.
Yeah. If all of us lived in our cars, it could be a neighborhood, Tim.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
so that's
something we can strive for that. Let's strive to reverse and no longer live with a roof over our head, but
a sunroof.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah. And some things to plan ahead for. The men's retreat is November 1st and 2nd at Camp Wrightwood. And so if you're planning on attending, oh my gosh, a chicken just attacked the window. If you're planning on attending this, you can sign up in the lobby or email Glenn Graham. But you know, just something to kind of plan ahead for November 1st and 2nd. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner will be provided. So keep that in mind. Grief Share meets Thursdays in the Fireside Room from 6 to 8. That's led by Karen Spencer. And Food for Thought is every Wednesday at 6 p.m. And it's an exciting time to have an interactive faith experience. So Wednesdays at 6.
Yep. And Kids is currently on hiatus until further notice.
Yes, the kids are currently on a hiatus. So, and that's okay, because guess what? Okay. Food for Thought is kid friendly. Woo!
Yeah, all the kids that would go to Kids Club can go to Food for Thought instead.
Well, they, okay.
Except there is no kids.
With their families and no. Have dinner conversation and a helpful message.
There will be, yeah. There are crayons.
Yeah.
All right.
I like
this. This is great. I'm glad that we were able to all agree on what is coming up in PUMC. Next
today.
Up is Beth's ministry moment, where she's going to share one special thing.
Hey guys, today I would like to highlight Jessica's Bible study.
Yay!
Oh, yay! Wonderful.
Jessica's doing a great job with her Bible study, and so is Amber, I assume.
She's definitely doing a great job.
Are you guys sharing the Bible study? Is it like both of your, are you co-leading it? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, and I appreciate you letting me kind of talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, the book that we have, it came from Pastor Jim, and you know, it normally has daily readings that you're supposed to do, and then you go into a commentary, and then there's really awesome reflection questions at the end.
Yeah.
So, you know, what our plan is we don't want to just be the ones leading it. We're all going to kind of lead it together. And that's what we really enjoy about it is, you know, for each one of the days, each person was assigned a reading. So the next time that we meet, they're going to give us their, you know, feedback and their reflection from it, what they learned, and kind of summarize that reading from what they read. And then we'll all together read through the commentary, and then we go through the reflection questions. And so it's just a really great way for us to get into the word, and also really understand each person's, you know, perspectives on what they've learned. This past Sunday, it was about identity and Jesus' identity, and also having us reflect on, you know, what do we think kind of comes with our identity? And so, and how do we, I think it was like, how do you establish your identity, or something along those terms? And so it's just really nice to hear everybody's perspectives on like what defines them. And so, and it's all, you know, in correlation with the New Testament. So really excited about each time that we meet. And again, the most exciting part is that we're all kind of leading it together. 'Cause not many people know this, but Amber and I are not pastors.
What? So,
I know, it's crazy.
It's
crazy. So we're following, you know, the book just like anybody, and we're all leading together, and we're all you know, going through this journey together. And so far it's been really awesome.
So. Yeah.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was like an amazing experience being part of this Bible study so far. And I'm so happy that you and Amber decided to like co-chair and basically lead the Bible study, though everybody is like participating in a way that we're all leading it. But that's just great that you like brought that forth to us. And that's a blessing, Jessica. Oh, so thank you.
I appreciate that. I think I said this in the Bible study that we selfishly just wanted to do a Bible study. And so we feel fortunate that it's not just us. We get to have more people participate. And so, yeah, we're just very fortunate. So it's very.
Wow. That's great. It's like mutually beneficial. You had the need
totally.
To have a Bible study. We have a need to join a Bible study. Yay.
Hey, it works out.
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to briefly mention one of the reflection questions that we had that was really like powerful. It was, how has Jesus challenged some of your dearly held boundaries? And then another one is, how does the way you respond to Jesus' claim on your life reflect your priorities? So, yeah, it's just so thought-provoking and really like faith upbuilding. And kind of gives you that like better connection with the Holy Spirit and Jesus. So yeah, it's really nice.
I had to quit murdering people when I gave my life to Jesus. Just kidding.
Anyway, but thank you. No, you're good, Beth. Thank you for asking. Yes. Shall we head into sermon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Let's do it. That was us walking to sermon feedback together.
I hope we were linking arms and skipping.
That's literally how I envisioned it.
That is what we were doing.
Our feet were moving at a really obnoxious pace.
Like we're off to see the wizard or something.
Yeah.
I was just imagining like these amazing horns just like going up all the way to the sky and just like, you know, just doing those amazing sounds, you know, and the music, musical.
Yep. And then one of us ends up veering and getting stuck like in a game. You know how the player gets stuck going one direction and they're like towards the wall walking, you know?
Yeah.
I really enjoy that we're not talking about the sermon. We're still talking about our walk.
Yes.
Well, that's the joy of it, right? Because the theme is joy for the psalm. And that's amazing.
All about the journey.
Yeah, exactly. Before we jump into that, I was just thinking about the YouTube video that I've seen or some meme where somebody's playing Mario Kart and they look at somebody else's screen thinking that they're the one driving the cart, but then they find out that their cart is just continually going into the water and not at all on the racetrack.
That's how I play.
Yeah, that's how I play too. Indeed,
that's when I have to tell Jesus to take the wheel.
Oh, that's a good way to understand it. Indeed.
Anyway, sermon feedback, guys.
Sermon feedback. So this past Sunday, we continued our series of being praying human, and the focus was joy, and. This past Sunday's psalm that we looked at was Psalm 126. So it's more of the promises that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And the question was, but does that mean that we should be happy all the time?
Yeah, obviously.
So, and yes, the answer is always yes, because... Yes. There's a reason why we talked about anger previously, to not be angry, right?
The opposite of anger.
Always be joyful. Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, what was I going to say? I forgot. Always be doing something important and always be joyful.
Yes. And don't complain ever.
Never, ever, ever complain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
These are all false statements, because guess what? The title of this is Praying Human. We are humans. We will have emotions and we will have all feelings. And one of those is joy. And as we kind of stated, it doesn't mean that you should be happy all the time. There's a time for that, but there's a time for everything. So I'm curious what both of your thoughts were. On this past Sunday's sermon, anything that stuck out to you, anything that really blew your hair back?
So, Beth, unless you want to go first, or Jessica, I'm jumping for joy right now to share my my sermon feedback.
Jump right in, joy. Okay.
So, the thing that was very immediately apparent to me when Pastor Jim got into the main portion of the sermon after the intro is my thinking back to what I had just shared. I think it was the last episode about how I gave up on trying to be happy all the time. that's just like amazing. That's kind of like God working in like amazing ways or something like that to kind of speak to my experience that I had last week, where my giving up on being happy all the time was actually the right course of action. And consequently, I have been feeling like a sense of joy as a result, like just kind of accepting things and being happy in those circumstances that I really can be, but ultimately just having that acceptance and then therefore cultivating joy, because like just kind of going through the journey of like circumstances and just having gratitude and thankfulness. And so I thought that was really like an amazing thing to just think about that, but also just like getting into the meat of the sermon. It's like the fact is we've come like just speaking from my own personal experience, I've come really far from who I was. Like not like I guess a really good example is my faith journey, like just basically losing any faith whatsoever. And then like slowly but surely like getting a faith that I didn't even expect was possible at all. And like seeing that kind of unfold, like not only just like doing this podcast here, but like now I'm in a Bible study with Jessica and Amber and the young adults. And then like I'm doing things like choir and stuff like that. And so like, that's like something that I can feel joy every day thinking about how I have had such a enriched faith journey. But then there's also things like I'm doing like well in my career. It's always like an ongoing thing. But I could just look back to where I came from and like where I might be going, and I can feel joy about that. So that's just really cool. And also if I'm dealing with like difficulties and stuff, that's kind of like a really therapeutic way to look at life, I think. Like, okay, so I'm having these problems, but it's okay. I can accept that I'm having these problems, and I can just look to how things were. And then like that can give me strength, like thinking that my circumstances are better despite the problems that I'm having now. They're better than they were in the past. So that means that I can have like more strength to deal with those problems and then like move forward. So yeah, I thought it was a really powerful message. And in the very beginning, I thought it was really interesting how that one person ended up like giving up their job in teaching English and ended up being a mailman and like telling the story, or not telling the story, but like inspiring people to enjoy literature. I think that's really cool, like just in general. But also it reminds me of this one book in the public domain that I've read part of a few times. I haven't completed it yet, and that's kind of like one of my end goals. It's this book called Alidor by Henry Newbolt. And basically that main character, he's a knight, and he renounces his knighthood because he finds a child and he connects really well with the child, and nobody but him could really like connect with the child like he could. And then he realized that he was unhappy or basically not experiencing joy in his knighthood. So he renounces all of it. And people are like, wait, why did you just renounce your knighthood? And they were so confused. But so it was kind of an interesting coincidence that Pastor Jim had mentioned that. And then finally, I was really like touched and just like hurt basically by that story about that that family's daughter, how she passed away from that accident. And we can look to the Psalms for like guidance and strength, and like God will still be with us despite those like grief kind of scenarios. So yeah, it was a really like amazing sermon. And it's something that I'll definitely like take to heart, especially when I'm dealing with obstacles in my life.
Yeah. There was a part in the sermon where he compared happiness and joy, and kind of like differentiated between the two. Mm-hmm. And I really am glad that he did that, because, you know, I think a lot of times, like, oh, I'm so joyful, but it's like, no, I'm just like happy. Because the way that he kind of shared it is, you know, the fact of how, you know, happiness can be something like, for him, he mentioned like a favorite activity, like going to Disneyland. But joy is a deeper and more consistent state that's often connected to internal fulfillment, purpose, and spiritual well-being. And it can be expressed or experienced even in difficult and painful circumstances. And it's often tied to a sense of meaning, gratitude, connection to something or someone. And so it's really just, I find that there's so many things that make me happy in life, but where I find joy is really that spiritual revelation that I feel in certain circumstances, you know?
And
and as he mentioned, it can be difficult, painful, or really positive, you know, circumstances. And so I like that differentiation. I like how, you know, I don't think I ever felt pure joy in my life until I really focused my life around my faith and keeping Jesus at the center of it, you know. And that's kind of something really special to always remember, is that down in the dumps, like, Jesus is always there, and he's there to give us that joy for the morning.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree with that, Jessica. I experience joy on like a very significant level, like unspeakably higher than any joy that I might have felt before I found my faith in Jesus. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Beth McCoy. Mrs. McCoy. Isn't that weird? Anyway, but, I don't like when people call me Mrs. Young. Anyway.
Go ahead, Beth.
Oh, well, never mind. That's fine. Where are you going?
I think I was going to say something like, now I kind of forgot. I think it was something along the lines of, before, before I,
one more chance, Kim, and then you're denied.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. So like there is like an amazing joy that is felt when, we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Like there's nothing else compares to the joy that we feel, when we do that, I think. And it's hard to like for somebody that's not a believer and you tell them this, I don't think they really understand exactly what you're talking about until they go through it themselves. I think it's there's something so amazing and so, like, I'm speechless in like describing how it is to experience joy in the Lord, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
indescribable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing I was going to say about this sermon about joy is that I certainly cried a lot for a sermon.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. I love moments like that.
So they were tears of joy.
No,
I don't think. Maybe it's like tears of Beth.
Tears of Beth. No, when he was telling the story about the little girl and how she was just a ball of energy. And then she was learning how to ride her bike, and then brother came and.
Oh,
and he ran to him, and he was in an SUV. Like, I always have to be on my guard about that kind of stuff, and I don't know why, but like, the second he started telling the story, I was just like, why do I get the feeling this isn't going to end well? And then I just had to like brace myself, like, don't get too comfortable in this story, Beth.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, but at our women's retreat, the theme was joy. And I wrote about, or I did a speech about, or a talk, it wasn't a speech, I don't know, about what gratitude means to me. And I decided that gratitude is just saving the joy for later. You can be thankful now so you can feel that joy later when you're ready for it. Sometimes you're not ready to feel
it. Yeah, that makes sense.
And so I really liked the whole idea of like using your tears to sow new life and sow the seeds. And I liked what this author said, Artur Weiser. Is that how you say it?
That was perfect. Yes.
Thank you. The Psalms. Is that how you say the book?
Yes.
Psalms.
Some call it Psalms.
Yeah.
Politics. Just kidding. Joy in God casts its light on the future, and such an assurance of faith conquers grief. And it's like it's literally like that light at the end of the tunnel moment. Like,
yes.
Can't see the whole thing yet, but like as you keep going through your journey, like you can see the light of the tunnel getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And this sermon kind of resonated with me because I don't know what it's been about this week, but I just like have no desire to be productive. I don't want to do anything. All I want to do is sleep. I'm not pregnant. Baby inside of me. I need to keep doing my laundry and cleaning my house, but I have, and I'm just like, I'll just take a nap on the couch. But also I know that like, this isn't going to be forever. I'm like, this is like just for now. And then later,
yeah.
Get off the couch and experience joy in doing my laundry. I'm just kidding. No one's ever done that ever. No. But yeah. Pastor Jim's just really good at his job.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
I think we can all say that his energy is unlike any I've ever seen somebody have in my entire life. I've never seen him tired. He's all like ready for the next thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. And every like message in his sermon has some like insight that I had never even considered or thought about, like not at all. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. Really.
I mean, talk about called to be a pastor. You know,
yeah,
he's definitely in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, Beth, something that you said made me think of like kind of a visual for like what it's like to experience joy or like associated with faith and assurance. Sorry, I'm having a word salad moment here, like in this podcast. Yeah, basically joy associated with assurance based on faith and then like overcoming grief makes me think of like kind of like how we're I'm imagining like our spirits kind of have light resonating around like our bodies sort of. But then we have like a flashlight that we're shooting towards a destination. And I think when we have that faith, we can actually see the light at the end of the tunnel. But we've already gone so far, and behind us is like darkness that it could be represented by grief. But ultimately, if we just focus on the destination via our faith, which cultivates joy, then everything just ends up working out for the better. So I just thought I would share that. I don't know. I'm not a very visual person. Actually, I think I have aphantasia, so it kind of surprises me that I even come up with visuals sometimes. Yeah, Beth was saying that she has aphantasia. Jessica, do you have that, you think?
Is that an animal?
Yeah.
I don't own it.
You've got a ton of them.
I don't own an aphantasia, unfortunately.
They're really expensive to feed.
For some reason, that was like the funniest, one of the funniest things that we've said in this podcast episode.
No, I don't have aphantasia. I don't.
Oh, okay. So that means you can like imagine things and it like shows up in your imagination. You can like kind of see it or something.
Yeah. Like all days off. Like, do you guys ever like zone out and you're like, it like feels so good when you're like staring off into nowhere and you're just like, it's almost like you've fallen asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That happens a lot. And I feel like it's like I daydream, you know, that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. And you can actually see, we just got our chime for the hour here. and so we heard the wonderful sound. Yeah. So you can actually see what like happens in your daydream. Jessica?
Yeah, like I'll just visualize it and I feel like I just kind of get lost. And then and then the worst thing will happen where somebody like interrupts it. They're like, hey,
no,
did you hear what I said? Or like, what are you doing? And then I'm like, oh, that felt so good. You're just,
I know.
You know?
Oh my gosh.
Anyways.
Yeah. But, yeah. So I don't really see things in my imagination. It's kind of like a weird, like, I can see it, but I can't see it at all. Like, I don't even know how that like works in my brain.
Like, I know what an apple looks like. I can imagine what an apple looks like, but there's not a picture that shows up in my brain of an apple. I just have to think really hard about an apple.
Right, right. Exactly. And there was like this experiment that a person can do. Like, if you ask somebody to imagine an apple, like, on a table or a ball rolling off of a table, then that's one thing. But ask them some follow-up questions in regards to it. Say, what color was the ball? Like, what did the table look like? What did the overall background look like? And so forth. And people with aphantasia just were imagining like the ball and the table and not a lot else. But people who can visualize would be able to like actually answer all of those questions with something like meaningful. So
it was rainbow.
Yeah. So this has nothing to do with the sermon. This was like a full on digression.
Thanks,
I'm not sure how many full on digressions we've had during sermon feedback.
27. But
you're doing great, you guys.
Yes.
You're doing great. Speaking of great, I'm sure we've got some great prayer requests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get mine out of the way. I would like continued prayers for my pregnancy. Okay. I'm going to have this for the next, 26 weeks, however long.
That's half a year, right?
13 and some change weeks along. Yeah. So continued prayers.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, Jessica. Prayers for you on that.
I'm going to pray without ceasing.
Yes, pray without ceasing. Indeed.
Pray without ceasing.
For a second. Hold on. Okay. Back.
Pray without seasoning, Beth.
Pray without seasoning.
That should be our next shirt.
Hey, it could also be a pray mantis.
Yes.
Pray mantis.
Yeah.
I guess I can go.
You're up, Tim.
I would like a prayer, I think, in regards to what we talked about in the sermon feedback about joy. So a prayer for me to cultivate joy despite having obstacles in my life. And just it's almost like a sequel to like practicing the serenity prayer, like just accepting things that I cannot change. So a prayer for me to cultivate joy in the midst of obstacles and like be okay with them. And I almost think that that's like a higher level of acceptance of things. being able to cultivate that joy, really. And then just a prayer for me to just keep going with improving my prayer life and my my prayer relationship with God. Yeah, that's what I got.
Cool. Behez?
Thank you.
Thanks, Jessica. Let's see. I would just appreciate some prayers of productivity. In general, good, happy, joyful vibes this way, please. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure, Beth. Definitely.
Yeah. I felt like last week I literally couldn't do anything. I felt like it was like the paralysis thing from ADHD.
You're growing a baby, so it's that times a thousand.
Well, even before I was pregnant, I would have days where, like, I literally just nothing. I couldn't find any motivation.
Yes.
And so I will be praying for you, because thank then you. I hope that you can have a day where you wake up and you're like able to check off the list of items that you want to do, even if it's like three things.
Even if it's one thing.
Even if it's one thing.
I did download the Finch app. The
what's self-care. That?
It's like you little self-care pet that you take care of. And like, it's actually really cute. Do you have Finch? I could use some friends. But
I will look at it.
Well, wait.
We used to call it Tamagotchi.
Oh, that's neat.
It's like Tamagotchi, but the trick is, in order for your pet to grow, you have to take care of yourself.
Oh, what? Wow.
Get you. But
oh, that's cool.
Totally going to die.
I'm gonna, my little guy.
I'm gonna have to check that out, Beth. Thanks for mentioning it.
Yeah.
So you just go to the app and you type in Finch?
I'll send you guys a referral, because then I can get a free mini pet.
Nice!
Wow. Yeah. Yay!
But like, I even switched up my ADHD medication, and I was switched to a different stimulant because the first one wasn't working. And I took all of my meds this morning. And the thing about stimulants is they're supposed to work immediately. You don't need to wait like 2 to 6 weeks or whatever. They're supposed to work immediately. Mm. I took that this morning, and then I came home and napped on the couch till 11. So
I find that to be very productive.
I think that means the meds are not working, because every time anyone in any of my ADHD groups is like, oh, I accidentally took my ADHD medication at night, everyone's like, well, good luck cleaning your house till 3 in the morning.
Maybe it's just you're maybe adjusting. Maybe you were able to finally, like, your mind was able to be calm all of a sudden. Like, you were able to be
centered. That's interesting.
And
yes.
you, your body was like, now we can rest.
So it's too thing. It's working too much.
No, so I think tomorrow, I'm eager to know what tomorrow is going to be like. And I'm also even more excited to hear about an update next week.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Because then you're going to be like, I wrote 7 books, I traveled to Japan, and I just crocheted my outfit. I don't know.
And made a beautiful pot roast.
Yes.
Beautiful pot roast.
With
wow.
All the fixins.
With all the fixins.
I can just imagine like a beautiful picture of a beautiful pot roast.
Yes. I hear you can look for the one of those. They're available on Google.
Pot roast?
Pot roast images. Yes.
Yeah. You can find all sorts of cool pot roast images, I am sure.
Hey, whatever you're into is that's.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to know your. I don't know. Just kidding. Yeah. Did we do it?
We did it.
We did it. Yay.
I'll be praying for both of you on those things. And
yeah, same to you, Jessica. Prayer for your pregnancy.
Thank you. And we're excited for the next sermon series and whatever that may bring.
Yeah, we are.
Yes. Yes.
But until next time,
stay mad, you Methodists.
In different places, we all have different names. No matter what life brings us, Jesus is the same. We're just your Methodists to the madness. Methodists to the madness.